Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take a stack of sources, cut through the noise, and really pull out the key insights for you. And before we jump in today, this Deep Dive is supported by Safe Server. If you're looking at hosting software, maybe something like we're discussing today, or, you know, need a hand with your digital transformation, Safe Server is there to help. You can find out more over at www.safeserver.de. Again, that's www.safeserver.de. Okay, so let's get into it. Today, we're looking at the lounge. Our sources are pretty straightforward excerpts from its GitHub repository, you know, where the code lives, and its official website. And our mission here is really to understand what the lounge is, what its main features are, and maybe unpack why someone who uses IRC or is maybe curious about it might find this project, well, pretty interesting. We want to make it easy to grasp, especially if you're newer to this.
Yeah, and what's really interesting, I think, is how the lounge tries to bridge this gap. You've got IRC, which is, let's face it, pretty old technology, foundational even. But then you have modern web expectations, push notifications, seamless experience across devices. The lounge tries to bring those together.
Right, exactly. So the sources describe it as a, let's see, modern, responsive, cross-platform, self-hosted web IRC client. That's quite a description. But basically, it's a web interface for IRC, you know, Internet Relay Chat. That classic text-based chat system, still the heart of a lot of online communities.
Mm-hmm. And the lounge isn't trying to replace IRC. It's offering a different, maybe more modern window into that world. The sources also mention it's a community-managed fork of an older project called Shout. So it has history, but it's actively developed now by the community itself.
Okay, so if you've used like a really old-school IRC client, you know, sometimes they feel a bit basic.
Definitely. Desktop only, maybe you miss messages when you're offline, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's where the lounge seems to really focus its efforts on these modern features. The sources highlight quite a few.
Yeah, the first one that jumps out is push notifications. That's something we just expect now, right? With older IRC clients, you pretty much had to be at your computer with the client open to know if someone pinged you. But the lounge server runs constantly, and the web client can send notifications to your phone or desktop, just like, you know, Slack or Discord would. You actually know when something relevant happens.
That's a big quality of life improvement. And they also mention link previews.
Oh, yeah, that's another good one. Instead of just seeing a raw URL someone drops in chat.
And having no idea what it is.
Exactly. The lounge shows a little preview, maybe an image or a summary. It just makes busy channels way easier to follow without clicking every single link.
Makes sense. And new message markers. Seems simple, but probably really helpful.
Super helpful. You look away for 5 minutes, come back, and there's a clear line showing you what's new. No more scrolling endlessly trying to find your place.
Okay. And file uploads, too. Directly through the web interface.
Mm-hmm. Which, again, is not something most traditional IRC clients handle smoothly, if at all. These features, they're not just bells and whistles. They really change the feel of using IRC day to day.
Right. They bring it more in line with what you expect from a chat app in, well, the 21st century. But maybe the biggest things the sources emphasize are always connected and the synchronized experience. If you've used IRC for a while, these probably sound amazing.
They really are game changers for IRC. So traditionally, your IRC client connects directly from your computer. If you turn off your computer or your internet drops,
you're disconnected. You miss everything.
Exactly. People used to run separate things called bouncers, like ZNC, on servers just to stay connected and buffer messages.
Okay, so how does the lounge handle this?
Well, the lounge server basically acts as that bouncer. It's built in. You install the server part on a machine that's always on maybe a home server, maybe a VPS. That server stays connected to your IRC networks 24/7. Then your web browser connects to your lounge server. Ah, okay. So even if I close my laptop.
Your lounge server is still online, still connected to IRC, still collecting messages for you.
Got it. And that leads into the synchronized experience part, right?
Precisely. Because your lounge server is the single point holding your connection and message history, it doesn't matter which device you use to connect to it. You open it on your desktop, see everything up to the current moment, then you open the web app on your phone.
It's exactly the same. Yeah. Same scroll position, same read messages.
Exactly the same. You pick up right where you left off, no matter the device. It syncs everything. That's a huge difference from juggling separate clients.
Yeah, that sounds much more like a modern messaging app. And this is all possible because it's self-hosted, which means you run the server part.
Right. And that gives you control. It's your server, your logs, your connection details. You're not relying on a third-party company's infrastructure for your chat history. For people who care about privacy or just want full control over their tools, that self-hosting aspect is a really big plus. And related to that, the sources mention multi-user support, so you can run one server instance.
And let friends or maybe colleagues have their own accounts on it, yeah. They connect to your lounge server, but manage their own separate IRC connections and settings through it. Kind of like running your own private IRC gateway.
Interesting. Okay, what about getting it running? Technical side, accessibility.
The sources say it's cross-platform basically anywhere Node.js runs, which covers Windows, macOS, Linux, you know, the usual suspects.
Node.js, okay, so you need that installed. Anything specific?
Yeah, they mentioned needing the latest Node.js LTS version, or newer. And they recommend using Yarn as the package manager, but NPM works too, just with a specific flag.
Standard stuff for Node apps, really.
Pretty much. And they also mention a Docker option later, which can make installation even easier for some people, kind of bundles everything up.
And once it's running, how do you actually use it?
Through the web interface, which they describe as responsive.
Meaning it adapts to different screen sizes.
Exactly. Big desktop monitor, laptop, tablet, phone. It should resize and reflow nicely so it's usable everywhere, which is pretty crucial if you want that seamless, synchronized experience across devices.
Makes sense. You need it to work well on your phone if you're switching from your desktop.
Definitely. And the other big thing for many people, especially in this space, is that it's free and open source software.
Right. MIT licensed, the sources say.
Yeah, which is very permissive. It means the code's open, people can check it, contribute to it, adapt it, builds trust.
Speaking of contributing in community, the GitHub repository stats give some clues there, right?
They do. The sources mention 5.9K stars. That's a lot. Shows significant interest.
And over 700 forks.
Yeah, 708 forks, meaning people are actively copying the code to experiment or maybe build on it. It suggests a lively community.
And the language is used. TypeScript, Vue.
CSS, JavaScript, pretty standard modern web tech stack. Makes sense for a web client, and it likely helps attract developers who know these tools.
And it seems actively developed. They mentioned a version number, v4.4.43, as recent.
Mm-hmm. And, maybe more importantly, over 165 contributors listed. That's not just one or two people, it's a broad base working on it. That's usually a good sign for a project's health and future.
Okay, so if someone listening is thinking, all right, this sounds interesting, I want to try it, where should they go?
The main place, according to the sources, is the official website, thelounge.chat.
Thelounge.chat. Got it. What's there?
Pretty much everything you'd need to get started. Documentation is key, installation guides, upgrade instructions, how to use it, how to configure things.
Okay.
They also apparently have step-by-step guides, a live demo you can try in your browser, which is cool.
Oh, demo's nice. Lets you see it before installing.
Yeah. And specific instructions for Docker, which we mentioned, can simplify setup.
Any warnings or things to watch out for during setup?
Well, they do mention you can run it directly from the source code, like if you clone the GitHub repo. But they put a big caution sign on that saying, it's not for production, it's really just for developers who want to tinker or contribute.
Right, so stick to the official install methods for actual use.
Definitely. And they also give the standard but important warning. Don't run it as the root user. Basic security practice for any server software.
Good that they call that out. Anything else on the community side?
The sources mention the repository has things like a code of conduct and a security policy, which might seem like boilerplate, but they're good indicators of a mature project that thinks about how its community operates and handles potential issues.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. If you're someone who uses IRC or maybe used to,
yeah,
what's the core pitch for the lounge?
I think it's about taking the solid foundation of IRC, the protocol, the communities, and making it feel modern and convenient. It tackles those old frustrations like being disconnected or having different experiences on different devices.
Right. It offers that always-on connection, the synchronized view everywhere, all through a responsive web interface you can access from anywhere.
And you get the control that comes with self-hosting it, your data, your server, mm-hmm. plus the modern features like notifications and previews.
So it's kind of a unified, flexible, feature-rich way to access IRC today, built by an active open source community.
Exactly.
Which leads to maybe a final thought to ponder, based just on what we've discussed from the sources. Isn't it interesting how a project like this takes something quite old, like IRC, but combines it with modern web tech and open source collaboration mm-hmm. to create something that feels genuinely relevant and useful right now? It's kind of a neat example of how older technologies can be revitalized, not just replaced.
That's a great point. It shows evolution rather than just discarding the past.
Indeed. Well, as we finish up this deep dive, a final thank you to our supporter, SafeServer. If you're thinking about hosting maybe for the lounge or need help with digital transformation, do check them out. The address is www.safeserver.de. Thanks for joining us for this look into the lounge. We hope that was helpful.